Jake, how are we doing today?
Mike, it is a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. It's hard to complain. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Never better. Beautiful sunny day here too. Having a blast, having a great day. Just you see that sun and it just brings in hope. You see the rain and it brings in pain.
See, we get slightly varied views on that because I'm dying for rain right now, man.
No,
I would
bro.
like it to rain for like a week straight. I'd be plenty happy.
I want a rock front yard. I want burnt grass. I want the whole world covered in red clay. No, really. So outside of this Zen rock front lawn of mine, let's dive in. We've got a heavy day today, man. We've got to fit a lot in to a little bit of a space. And we want to begin this conversation with going down the road for our audience. We've unearthed something that I think is really big. It's an old thing, yet we're going to bring it back, and it's never really gone away. But this idea of know, like, and trust, and we plus one that with a KLT, know, like, and trust formula. The KLT plus one is know, like, and trust, but transact, right? But monetize. You want to have that. Know, like, and trust and transact. And again, I'll qualify it real quick. Know, like, and trust authentically, transact authentically. Transact doesn't always mean cash capital. It means, hey, know, like, and trust me to take my kids to school with you. Know, like, and trust me to do you a favor. I'll trust you to do a favor for me. So when we talk about transact, we talk about it in a bigger scale. And I believe that a lot of folks out there in the business community and even in the world have lost a little of this KLT. Internet's diluting people, AI, fake this, structured delivery on things. So why don't you and your genius, Dr. Clendenning, why don't we unpack, it never gets old, why don't we unpack some of this, right? This KLT formula, this plus one. You're sort of an expert in this whole thing. Let's go into detail. What do you think?
I like the archaeological dig reference. That's pretty fun because it's totally true because it's a concept that's been around forever, right? This is etched in stone somewhere. I think that's totally true. And there's some, I think because it is so old, I think it's lost some meaning. Like we can't really define a lot of things because maybe it was written like if you think about like Napoleon Hill wrote about this in Think and Grow Rich. This is where some of this came from. But how he wrote it, he may not have meant it the way we're taking it now because we're in a different time. Remember the quote of we're a different, no man steps in the same river twice. The man isn't the same, the river isn't the same. The same is true as when this was originally created, we're in a different time, we're in a different space, it's a different translation than what it used to be. So I love the concept of the archaeological dig and I wanted to dive into that a little bit. So what Mike and I are talking about and what we have found, and we found this through season one of our show, and we found it through a lot of different conversations, is there's always the if people are going to do business with you, they need to know, like, and trust you. That's the standard thing that we hear. Now, from a neuroscience perspective, here's where this gets you into trouble. Is if you're not thinking transactional, if you are not thinking monetized, if you're like, well, they got to know, like, and trust me first, this gets you in trouble because from a human nature standpoint, we all want to be right and we all want to be liked. We just do. So when somebody doesn't transact, if I say, Mike, I don't want to do, I don't want to do business with you today, what are you going to think?
I am initially going to think I'm doing something to not convince you that I'm a good person to do business with. Then I'm going to coax myself. Mature Mike then says, well, wait a minute. Maybe he's just having an off day. Maybe it's not the end of the world, right? Maybe he doesn't, he loves me, but he doesn't love me right now. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't love himself. That's why he can't love me, right? Some deep
There's
dark.
a lot of different things, but it comes right down to one of the three. Well, maybe Mike doesn't, maybe Jake doesn't know me. Maybe Jake doesn't like me. Maybe Jake doesn't trust me. And that's why he's not doing business with me. We marked down that road. So in a fear perspective, we are trying to make sure everybody knows, likes, and trusts us before we even ask the question. question. Will you do business with me? Will you transact with me? Out of a fear place. So that's where I want to push. I really want to push this button on the monetization, not just monetization, but the transactional part of the relationship in this particular piece, because it doesn't necessarily exist. So like, let's talk about the connection to conversion space. We know profitable relationships are how you run a business. If you're not profitable, you have a hobby. I'm going to say it again. If you are not profitable in your business, you have a hobby. If you have $1 million in revenue and you have $950,000 in expenses, you have a hobby. You have a hobby. You have a great revenue stream, but you're not
profitable. $9,500,000.
Right. Yeah. You're way behind on it. Yeah. You have a million. We know where the math is, right?
If I have $1 million in revenue and I have 9,000 in expenses, I'm on a beach, baby.
If I have 9,000, I mean, we can go back to standard business models with this, right? 30% should be your expenses. That literally should be your cost of operation, your cost of sales, whatever it's going to go. Every business book on the planet, go to Harvard, pull a file, don't care. It's going to say 30% is insanely healthy. Most people run around 40, 45. In a expenses, in a cost of sales perspective. So if you're running higher than that, you need to talk to Chad. We need to have a different conversation. But, you know, in this know, like, and trust factor, like, this is a different age now. There is still the aspect of belly to belly, business to business, going to networking events and shaking hands and building that relationship. 100% that is still part of what we're doing. And we're in what is currently being coined the metaverse. And I actually spoke on a stage a week ago that was the leadership in the age of the metaverse. So it's just a retool of the virtual world, whatever you want to call it, however we're doing it. How do we build these relationships? How do we show up authentically in our storytelling? How are we creating that unshakable credibility? What are the pieces that get you there? You know, what are these particular things so that people say, you know what? Yeah, I do want to do business with Mike and Jake. I do want to be part of the guild. I do want to be part of the inner circle. I do want to be, how are we doing it? So like, plain and simple, like we can give you our, what we're doing from a tab A, slot B, what the things that we're doing to make sure we're seen, we're visible, we're authentic. We are credible, unshakably credible when it comes right down to it. Give us the general list. Like, what's the reason, what excites you about what we're doing? Let's go this way. Of all the things that we're doing, what's the thing that excites you the most that you
okay, so we,
about what we're doing?
What excites me the most, and again, this is personal to me, not to other people, but We always set dates and deadlines. Mm-hmm. And when we set dates and deadlines, that gives my brain a light bulb pop to reverse engineer energy immediately. Now I'm going to speak a little bit ethereal for a second and then get tactical. But I work this way. If I'm just sort of blowing in the wind, I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go do some things. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go just live my life. If I have a date and I have an accountable plan behind the date, then I'm going to actually adhere to it. And that gives me focus. And then I build my entire thing on a through thread. It's almost like in my personal life, when the kids have to do something, I reverse engineer what I have to do based on that. And that builds my energy towards, okay, I've got to leave here then. I've got to be here then. I've got to get all this done before this. I'm not going to have the time for that. So number one, we set a date. The date sets the energy marker in my mind about what we have to execute. Now, whether I decide to massively execute or minorly execute, that's on me. That becomes a productivity thing. And that what that becomes is whether I'm in alignment with that target. That's why I have an accountability partner. And then the second thing I like that we do is that you and I, we basically go right at it with this kind of broadcast. We go at it with conferences. We've gone at it with creating, you know, different content for people to digest. And we speak about things that either we've coached on, we're trying to do, we're already doing, and we've already done. So it's real key to build authority, to understand, is you have to be clear as we are. We're not claiming anything. We're talking about our personal stories. We're talking about our professional stories. We're talking about accomplishments. We're talking about things we've researched. Big barrier here. The things you and I have studied, organized, and communicated, we don't have to launch a rocket into space. We can start studying the essence of that and talk about it. We can be experts in the fact that we've researched and brought the research to the marketplace. Now, we would never talk about launching rockets outside of an example because that's not our forte, right? We're not doing KLT, know, like, and trust. And then the thing that we're doing the best, I find, is we're consistently, weekly showing up, doing this show, putting and populating this show into different areas that aren't just social media. You know, we're out on the podcast side of things. We're doing the social channels. We're on the TV channel. We're running it through different email campaigns. I mean, there's definitely things that we're doing that move the needle every week and build it forward. And after a while, somebody's going to say, well, these two individuals in the span of, you know, at the time of this recording, I'm going to say, okay, you and I have got 30 years into this nonsense, but we've got a year of putting, you know, of putting this package together. All the parts have been around for forever. All the experience has been around for forever. The alignment happened in like 12 months. We've had how many conferences, put together a TV show, put together a podcast, wrote a book, working on another book, put out a digital magazine, not blowing my own horn, but we're doing all of this for the KLT formula. Mm-hmm. Do you like us in media? Do you like us do you like us in print media? Do you like us on visual? Do you like us on audio? Do you like us unscripted? Do you like us scripted? What do you want to do here? We've got you covered. Now, when I float that your way, and when I float that your way, and then I'm going to let you lead us into talking about Battleground. But when I float that your way, and I've listed to you all the things that we've done, and I don't mean that from a bragging standpoint. I just mean from a checklist standpoint to fulfill the KLT, to try to connect with our customer base on multiple fronts, to show up authentic, to not overspeak, not make income claims, not mislead anybody, and not try to make it about money. If you ever notice the words we use, okay, to get involved with us, there's a little bit of collateral. It could be an email. It could be a transaction of a monetary issue. It could be a joint venture. It could be showing up to speak. So we have many ways. When we say get in touch with us, we're not trying to sell anybody anything. We're trying to figure out how we can get people involved and then figure out what level and where they want to be involved from, to, and with, right? So when I say all that, bring it home here, Jake. And then let's go into a little bit of the next season and what's going on currently with our Boardroom Battleground. I'll leave that up to you.
No, totally. And so the couple key points, one's consistency. So it's consistency where Mike said, yes, we're showing up. We're here every week, and we're here every week, twice a week on Battleground. We have a once a month magazine. We have a quarterly conference. You know, and it's delivering on what we say we're going to do. So when we set a date, like where Mike's talking about, you set the date and that builds the energy. We're setting a date of, so we have May 16th for our next conference. We knew that a while ago. And now what we're able to do is say, okay, build it backwards. And guess what day we're going to have the conference on? May 16th. Why? Because that's what we said we were going to do. We rolled out the first episode of Boardroom Battleground on, I think it was April 22nd, as I recall, because we said we're going to roll it out on April 22nd. Were there some other things that we could have said, well, we're going to wait for this to occur before we do it? We could have. However, we said this is when we're going to roll it out. That's what we did. So it's consistency in delivering on what we promised is a big piece of this. The other piece of consistency, slightly different definition, consistency in messaging. You could probably go back to the first episode. I've looked all the way back at our first podcast, some of the first stuff that we do. Our message hasn't changed. How we talk hasn't changed. Our subject matter hasn't changed. our delivery method hasn't changed. We have increased the way in which we deliver the message through, like Mike said, different platforms, social media, podcast, TV show, magazine, conferences, and speaking engagements that we're doing. And the message is the same. So being consistent in your message when you're, you know, as the audience, this is one of these, and I've seen coaches do it. I've done it, right? I've even done it at different points of, here's the thing I'm speaking on right now. And then next week you hear me and I'm speaking about a completely different subject altogether. Like it's not even remotely the same thing, even close. It's a totally different topic altogether. You know, if you go from, we're going to talk about business development and personality development to rocket launching, that is a far departure. That's inconsistent in messaging. So that's where we talk. That's where I love where Mike's talking about consistency. So yeah, I agree with that completely, because that consistent messaging is what builds that unshakable credibility, that authority, because you speak on the same thing again and again and again. You don't have physicists speaking about chemical science. You don't have business people talking about acting. Like it's not the same kind of, you know, you got to stay in your lane to develop the credibility. Does it take time? Yes, it takes time. Mostly it takes time to build the collateral, quite honestly. And that's the social proof piece is people want to go and find you in this age. Like people want every reason to look for you in every different thing. So where can you find us? That is a big piece of this. Well, for those of you that are here, you know where to find us. You find us on the podcast network. You find us on E360 TV under the Ariane channel. The easiest place to find us is you go to our website. And depending upon where you want to go and what you want to do, it depends on the page. So you're going to notice that over here, there's a little square. Scan the little square. That gets you an application to be a contestant and or a sponsor, because those are always fun too. On Boardroom Battleground, which currently airs on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time on E360 TV. You can download the app on all of your favorite streaming, including Roku and Fire. And man, does that sound like a commercial, but it's true. You can watch it a lot of places. At worst case, you go to YouTube, watch the show, engage with the contestants, you know, find out what's going on with them. Know, like, and trust them.
So when you go to these platforms, you look up Total Disruption, and underneath the tile is the Boardroom Battleground episodes. You'll see the episodes of this show, and you will also see in the same line the Boardroom Battleground. Or go to www.total-disruption.com, look up Boardroom Battleground, go there, go to apply. Even if you want to get into our ecosystem, you can join our mailing list there. We send out a bunch of things. I feel like somewhere on there you can get our magazine as well. But it's important. If you go to e360.com, look for our faces, look for Total Disruption, click on it. You will see all the episodes cataloged and lined out. It is a wonderfully fantastic show. We have these entrepreneurs on there that are doing really great things. We have amazing coaches, great conversations. If you like what you're hearing here, it's an expanded version of what we have here, but in a real coaching setting. So if you really want to get the flavor of how to accelerate your business and other entrepreneurs and just other great human beings that are doing their thing, cruise on over or click this QR code if you're here, if you're seeing this. If you're not, follow the steps, right? Look for Total Disruption wherever you go.
Find us on Facebook, find us on YouTube, like, exactly. Subscribe, show up, connect.
The whole world. All right. So I feel like we covered the show up consistency part of, you know, what's going on there, right? So let's go down. We have about 8 minutes, maybe 7-8 minutes.
So much, it's hard to tell where you go.
I know, I'm like just my head spinning here. I want to give these people so much stuff here. Let's talk about authority and then good storytelling, right? We touched on authority by showing up, and authority. Sometimes I think maybe this is a repeat of earlier segment, but I really want to make sure about this, because sometimes I struggle with authority because I feel like authority, most people get confused with the fact that they've got to have a doctor in front of their name. Oh, wait a minute. You are a doctor. Holy smokes. So what I like to, what I definitely like to know, like realize is it, with Jake, you know, got his doctorate and, you know, kudos to you, man. And that only basically elevates your level of accomplishments. Just said, hey, you went through this thing. You've always been a doctor, right? You've always been a PhD. You've been doing this thing for forever. You just got some nomenclature to build, help show the authority that you've gone through, right? I like to put the initials THE in front of my name, the Michael Liberci, right? Mm-hmm. It makes me authority. It's a street authority, the Michael Liberci. So, you know, when we talk about building authority, you don't have to get your doctorate, right? But what you have to do is you have to overwhelm your audience with your passion. And I mean this truly. One post, it only takes one conversation, one speech, one phone call, one interview, one every time, whether you only do one in your life, whether you do 100, right, or 1,000 or 1,000,000, you have got to bring it. Even if you are in a room, I'm talking about anybody, any gender, any race, anything, any level of on this planet, whether you're 19, 15, 48, or 130, it doesn't matter to me. You have got to bring your authentic A game or fake it and bring it for that, cultivate it for that particular moment. That to me is the essence of authority. That's the essence of authority. You are convincing other human beings. Your energy is authentic. Your passion is authentic. Your vibe, your zest for what it is that you're talking about is so authentic. To me, that's authority. The duplication of that starts to become the surrounding blanket or the messaging that we talk about, right? Now that's messaging. One is the delivery, the other is the messaging. And now when I talk about that, you know, I'm not talking about being magnanimous. We're not talking about, okay, go be a showman, go take acting lessons. Be an authority, be passionate about what you're talking about. Even if you're the driest human being on the planet, bring it with the numbers, you know, figure it out. Now, when I'm lobbying that in our last few minutes here, what do you think? Do you think I'm right? You think I'm full of it? I mean, you know.
I think you're right. And of course, I have a plus one to that. So yes, you're totally right. And you've got to show up that way. How do you show up that way? That's where we see a lot of people struggle. So where Mike said, you're convincing other people. True. First person you got to convince that you're the authority on it, it's you. You have got to know your material. And here's the deal, right? Let's play a little baseball analogy here real quick to pull this together. Cause Mike loves it when I throw baseball analogies out there. Cause that is his wheelhouse. Okay, I'm going down road to mastery here. And a lot of people have heard me talk about this. How many swings would you have to get in baseball for you to be considered a master at bat? How many swings do you think? This is a guess what Jake's thinking. We're going to see where he goes.
I would say way over 10,000. I mean, I would say way over 10,000.
What's funny is we don't practice this, and yet 10,000 has been written. Here's another archaeological moment for you guys. The road to mastery is said, in order to be considered a master at anything, you have to have done it or practiced it 10,000 times. Now, this is where we'll go into everybody that is a master at what they do. Do you think they quit practicing at that point? Tag them it 10,000 times, I'm done. And they never practice again. No, they keep doing it. They keep doing the thing. You're always going to refine your art. So this is where Mike's talking about, you got to convince yourself. You need to practice. You have got to get up and practice. And here's the ticket. We don't practice on clients. We don't practice on audiences. We don't practice on film. We practice in front of the mirror. We practice in front of the computer. We practice in front of wherever you're going to do. You've, in order to be the authority on the thing, and so are not the words you want to be able to use. And
you're right. So I believe what you're saying is, yeah, I understand that.
Right. So practice does not make perfect. Practice makes progress.
Yeah. Absolutely. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Yeah. This is where we're going with this. When we are trying to master something, our influence to other people, we must first influence ourselves. We must master the technique of speaking. And that is simply practice. That is standing in front of the mirror and going over your keynote. Every single person that you've ever seen do a TEDx talk did not shoot from the hip. They didn't wing it when they got on stage to do that. That is scripted. And I'm going to go off a slightly different tangent here. And I think we've mentioned this before. There are only two Oscar award-winning and Oscar nominated actors in the history of Hollywood that have been allowed to go off script. Do we know who they are? Any idea, Mike?
No.
Robin Williams and Jim Carrey. Only two actors that are Oscar award-winning and Oscar nominated that are allowed to go off script. I personally think it's just because they were absolutely unhinged and you couldn't control them. Anyway, but the point still stands. Everybody else that you look up to as a role model, mentor, awesome person that's doing such great things in Hollywood, they're reading a script. They've practiced it and practiced it and practiced it, and they've filmed it 50,000 times. And they continue to march down that road. Jet Li is a great example, quite honestly considered one of the single greatest martial artists out there in this pantheon category. He is an actor and martial artist. Therefore, how much does he have to practice to do what he does? Jackie Chan, everything he does, unbelievably practiced. So that's where, in order to build that authority, in order to show up in that authentic way, you got to practice it. Otherwise, you're not confident when you show up.
Well, there's so much more to talk about, but we're running out of road here. So let's end it on that, man. That was a great, completely amazing day today. Thank you for sharing that information and expanding on that topic. I mean, that thing right there is probably the gem and the nugget that you could walk away from a coaching perspective on this whole day. The know, like, and trust formula, the beginning of this path down that plus one, down that monetize, down that transact. We're going to continue this next time. So make sure you guys stay tuned to our next episode. We'll be back in a week or less, depending on where you're looking at us from. You could be listening to this in the middle of the stream and we're back at it again already. So, for Jake Clendenning, I'm Mike Liberci. Now it's your turn to disrupt.